gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. That was pretty broadcast news.
Kind of.
We all just got here. Whoa, hey, look, everybody.
Steffi.
Oh, what's that? God. Heavy breathing I hear. Why? Could it be? Yeah.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Hi, Hal.
Hi, how are you?
Wow, it's, Jim Ward on mouth percussion.
Rather amazing.
It's bass. Morning.
Huh? Sorry.
Mouth percussion
mouth
would be...
Okay, sorry. It's all making me hot. I don't know. All right. Good morning, Hal Sparks.
Hiya.
Hey, Sexy Liberal, the big one next Saturday. I believe it's almost sold out. I haven't been able to reach the high-strung tour director this morning.
I haven't either.
At the Pantages.
Yeah,
so,
something along those lines. But I think it's a week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday.
I'm in Portland
July
28th. Helium, so I don't want to miss anything.
Oh, look at you getting that plug in there. Yeah.
Well, oh, wait, this weekend?
Last week, and everybody was curious about the name of the place.
This weekend.
Yes, this weekend. Helium. Friday, Saturday. I'm in
Portland.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, one of those... it's not a Chuckle Hut. It's not Penguins in Iowa, but it is one of the more curious
P.O. Pans.
Helium.
P.O. Okay. Pans.
Yes.
Actual club I worked in Goleta.
Really?
In Goleta?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's impressive.
All right. StephanieMiller.com, the regular website. Oh, here's some breaking news to nobody. Art from Chicago was wrong. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of these emails.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah. Steph, listened Monday and enjoyed your talk with Art from Chicago by Cracky. The 2002 Olympic uniforms were not made in the USA with American workers. Were outsourced to Burma, which has a worse human rights record than China. Because that was his rationale for why Romney would be a better president. Because, you know,
when he ran the Olympics,
uniforms were made.
And those uniforms were designed by Roots, which is a Canadian company.
Okay. Yes.
Canadian
but aside
company,
from that, I love how he assumes that Obama was in charge of ordering the Olympic uniforms.
Oh, but they're definitely made in America, in the great state of Alabama.
What, Hillary? I'm sorry. I know you're having some trouble in Egypt. They're pelting your car. I can't talk now. I'm trying to decide on the unitard for...
Right.
What?
Well, in Romney's defense... Mm-hmm. When the Burmese outfits were worn by the U.S. Olympic team, he was busy flying back and forth to Massachusetts for business meetings with Bain and companies owned by Bain. Yeah, so just for the record.
Well, what would the president know about American uniforms, since he's not clearly American, according to John Sununu, the latest. Wow, really? Yeah, John Sununu, wow, they're just really going for it, aren't they? With this, look over here. Look away from the tax returns in vain.
Yeah,
do we have that? This is on a conference call.
He has no idea how the American system functions, and we shouldn't be surprised about that, because he spent his early years in Hawaii smoking something, spent the next set of years in Indonesia, and another set of years in Indonesia, and frankly, when he came to the U.S., he worked as a community organizer, which is a socialized structure, and then got into politics in Chicago.
Okay, Ahmed Hussein Sununu.
Yeah.
Can you talk about who's American-y and who isn't?
Wow, where do you even start with that? I mean, already, it's only July.
Well, you start with who the crap is John Sununu and why should we care, to some degree. I mean, he worked for the elder Bush.
Right, and he was governor of New Hampshire.
Right. And then... apparently split in some sort of bifrenic, cattywampus brain aneurysm-y kind of moment that made him
crazy Uncle John.
Yeah,
that's what he is.
Total personalities. Yeah. Instead of being the guy who used to work for the elder Bush, now he's like that guy, Gage, the guy who was had a railroad spike through his head, and his
Phineas
entire
Gage.
Personality changed.
I wrote a song about him, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, look at that.
The Stephanie Miller Show has no information on whether Johnson has actually
has
ever had
a railroad spike in his head. He's acting like he does, but he is behaving as if he's had some sort of major brain event like that.
Yeah, first of all, I'm like, here we go again with, like, it's automatically bad if you've spent any time anywhere else than other than America.
Unless you're Mitt Romney and you spent three years avoiding the draft in France as a Mormon missionary.
Je m'appelle Mitt Romney.
Learning to speak fluent French.
But I love also the implication is the only thing that qualifies you to be president if you spent your, you know, your career as a corporate raider, piling debt on companies, outsourcing jobs, raping them. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, that's the only qualification. If you actually try to do anything for other people, like a community organizer, then you're clearly
yeah, if you're an American
gay and yeah.
If you're an American citizen who spent time abroad in any capacity, you're somehow foreign. If you keep all your money in foreign bank accounts
yes.
and benefit
now
from
that's not very American, is it?
No. And you benefit from tax loopholes that were meant to encourage foreign investment in
right.
the United States, which means somehow you're pretending to be foreign or indeed foreign yourself. If you're all right.
Okay. All right.
My favorite part of the whole argument.
Your point is taken, though.
The whole, here's the thing.
And
my
furthermore,
favorite part. Yeah. I mean, you at a certain point, you start losing your mind. You're like, my favorite part of Mitt Romney's entire argument is that he didn't gain anything. There was no benefit to having his money in a Swiss bank account or in
the
Cayman Islands.
His money just likes to go skiing.
Right. But here's the thing. If there's no benefit, then put it in a federal credit union or a state credit union or in a U.S. bank and
leave
it there. Yeah. If you're not getting a benefit, then it's dumb business. Just if you want to get into politics. Just for the PR bump, it's worth having.
I never even thought of that take on it. That's absolutely true. I wish Mitt Romney would learn to be more American.
Yeah.
Why doesn't
he
invest in America instead of Bermuda and the Cayman Islands and Switzerland?
Why does he put his money
in
places that you can
Why does Mitt Romney hate America?
Why is Mitt Romney possibly a felon?
Yeah.
Je m'appelle Mitt Romney.
The way that he can put this all to rest is to release the tax return.
Exactly.
Les chevaux de dressage.
Which, by the way, have something in them that's worse than the hit he's taking, or he would have released
Thank you.
He made his fortune from hardcore gay porn.
I do not know.
that's what I think.
I do not know, House Marks.
I would go with softcore gay porn, which is worse, because it's just doesn't even satisfy the people it's meant for. You know what I mean? That's Mitt Romney.
That's the worst kind of porn.
That's how Romney loses.
Chris and I saw on the internet. Somewhere that there's dressage horse porn in his past. I don't know if that's true.
We don't know if it's true.
All
but
he would have to do is release
it. It was on the internet.
Yeah. It
release
isn't
the
everything.
Tax returns.
but
the point Utah is the greatest
the point
consumer
is the
report.
Reason, there's been a lot of hay made about this, but they gave over 20 years of tax returns to the McCain campaign.
23,
when he was being vetted to be vice president, and they looked at all the paperwork he gave them and went, let's go with the crazy chick from Alaska. His friends in the Muslim Brotherhood lady.
Yeah, John McCain said, oh, no, it's because she was a better candidate. Right.
Even that's horrible.
Yeah. Like,
there was nothing disqualifying in his tax returns, and that is a fact. And again, please add, to somehow intimate that without any basis in fact is the sleaze campaign that this Obama campaign is running, and it is disgraceful. And they can't talk about the economy, so they have to make personal attacks against a good and decent man.
A good and decent man.
No, he went on to say she was the better candidate.
Yeah, right.
Because of all that vetting they did.
Which is, by the way, a horrible thing to say about Mitt Romney.
By the way, no one's saying, the other thing is, it could not be disqualifying. It's probably embarrassing.
Sure.
It's clearly bad. Mitt Romney said as much. Oh, well, I'm not going to do that because it'll give them ammunition.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Well, what's in there?
What kind of ammunition?
What caliber?
Here's the thing. Anybody who thinks the Obama administration is dumb enough to play all their cards in July... is sorely mistaken.
Yeah. The Obama camp said the Romney campaign has officially gone off the deep end. The question is what else they'll pull to avoid answering questions about Romney's tenure at Bain and investments in foreign tax havens and offshore accounts. This meltdown and over-the-top rhetoric won't make things better. It only calls attention to how desperate they are to change the conversation. And then Sununu basically went, we're at Pee Wee Herman stage. He asked to respond about the Obama campaign's new ad, which suggests Romney might not have paid taxes late in his Bain career. Sununu said, it just says how stupid the Obama campaign is. Stupid.
Stupid.
You're stupid.
Oh,
I guess that makes Joe Scarborough stupid, who also said the same thing.
Right.
That's where that started, as Joe Scarborough said. Yeah.
I just found out something interesting about John Sununu.
Hmm.
He was born in Cuba.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
What? Yeah.
guy with an Arabic name born in Cuba.
I don't think he would know much about what being an American is all about.
I wish he would learn to be more American.
Born in Cuba.
What's wrong
with him?
Why
can't you be more American?
Oh, that's disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You're almost as foreign as Mitt Romney.
Mm. But for the record, when he was born in Cuba, we were best buddies with during that whole era. Cuba was one of our biggest allies. In World War 1.4.
But they still didn't speak American.
He came over on a ski-doo.
They didn't speak American.
He came over here on a ski-doo with Marco Rubio's parents.
Yes, he was... they were... What? It was personal watercraft.
Yes, he was riding
Batista
bitch.
Administration.
He was riding bitch on the back of the...
Yep.
Okay,
Either way.
What? And then Sununu said the Obama camp has once again demonstrated they are clearly and unequivocally a bunch of liars. What? Really? Well, you know what? You could release the tax returns is how you could prove that they're lying.
Yeah.
He can you show, can prove that Joe Scarborough is a big liar by saying Mitt Romney likely didn't pay any taxes.
Show us what a big liar Obama is.
Absolutely, you know what a great opportunity for them to pants Obama right in front of the entire American people. Drop those tax returns right there and just go, see, I paid... my full taxes every year.
No dressage horse porn in there at all.
None whatsoever.
No tax write-offs for that.
Never mind the fact that I was... what essentially part of it is they're going to find that like medical waste company that was actually...
Oh, Stericycle. Stericycle. Which sounds like a really clean spinning studio.
Yeah,
but no.
No. They
are a really bad steroid.
They disposed of medical waste, including aborted fetuses.
Yes, back when he was more pro-choice than Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And and he was a big investor in that company, and that was a, you know, I'm sure there's some dollars in there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That'll be a bit difficult to sell his own constituency. Here's what I think.
I did. I pictured because I go to spinning class just about every day. I pictured a spinning, you know, cycling class studio that is almost like hospital quality clean.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you wear a hazmat suit and sweat inside it, and you lose a lot of weight.
Sure.
It's great.
Yeah.
like
either
Martin
way,
Lawrence.
He can't.
You
here's the thing. Maybe the reason he can't release his tax returns is because it will be even more apparent that he switches positions and what's okay with him and what's not okay with him year to year.
You think?
Yeah.
What's he basing that
I'm
on?
I'm going to go with the aborted fetuses angle. I think that's
sure. Yeah, that might be a big problem.
All right. 18 minutes after the hour.
Stericycle cash might be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, if the Romney campaign wants to avoid segments like this previous one, all they need to do is
release
yeah.
these tax
and returns. Let his personal attorney who runs his blind trust, who he sees every single day, do interviews on...
But they don't make eye contact.
Right, yeah.
That's what
they just trust with astigmatism.
They just pass notes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
18 minutes after the hour. Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Eek. I just spewed on my dashboard again. It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Wait, you guys be doing that to me. You should be doing the stuff. The male dance.
Vanity Fair.
You were
it's the wrong magazine.
You were trying to Vogue, but you were covering your face, which is the antithesis of
voguing, right?
At my age, in this lighting, trust me, it's better for everybody.
It's called vaguing.
Yeah, yeah right.
That's a Julie Brown details. Song.
Right,
vague.
Exactly.
I love that song. All right.
Nah.
23 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Sexy Liberal. Hal Sparks. Oh, I did get a email. Roland, a Sexy Liberal tour director, said he was having a poop bag issue on the streets of New York this morning. That's why I didn't reach him. I love the idea.
I assume he's talking about his dog.
Sexy Liberal.
not his colostomy.
You know what?
New York,
I wouldn't
know
that. I wouldn't assume that about New York. I wouldn't.
I can just picture him. Can't you just wrestling spastically with a poop bag?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. LA Sexy Liberal is indeed almost sold out. Tickets are going very, very quickly for that.
It's next weekend.
Yes, it's next Saturday, but there are a few tickets left, so go geedy. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Chuck in Shreveport, Louisiana. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Chuck.
Greetings from the 19th century in Louisiana.
Thank you.
Gentle Hull's court.
My friend Angela from college went to is from Shreveport. Do you know her, Angela?
Yeah, we all know each other.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If she's a liberal, we huddle together late at night.
Yeah. She's a cousin and an ex.
That's right. And my wife.
Yeah. And my mom.
Before anyone investigated his business practices, it was just the line, he was a great businessman.
Yeah.
When is someone going to investigate the Olympics? He ran the Great Olympics. I don't believe it. The man has never done anything great in his life except, well, tie a dog to the roof of his car.
I know, everything they bring up, suddenly you're like, oh, well, he outsourced the uniforms to Burma, which is even worse. And you're like, all right. And then, you know, as we keep saying, he used government money.
That's right.
They called the president a socialist again yesterday on his phone call.
Yeah.
And he used government money.
He came crawling to the government asking for money.
God. And then, oh, my God, did you see what Romney did yesterday? He twists Obama's quote. He was about if you built,
you didn't build
highways
or bridges
that your business uses.
Right,
he didn't
right.
say you didn't build your own business. And it's just,
but
and they
was,
know this.
And it was just such an obvious cut. Like, it was one of, there's one thing where you could go, we narrowed it down to exactly his point.
Right.
You, which
did,
is why
say
you
say that. Built yeah. it. You not
right.
built.
I hate America.
Edited with a meat axe. Okay.
Did you hear about the Obamas kissing after they shared a socialist moment yesterday?
Yeah.
They started making out uncontrollably just because they had probably just said something pro-socialist.
The Obamas on the kiss cam.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the basketball game.
Yes.
Yes.
They started making out?
Yeah, well, they kissed.
No, they just kissed.
But the point being is that I'm like... If they're going to cut what he said before.
It was a socialist kiss.
Yeah, it was a socialist kiss, clearly.
Didn't Ann do that? Do they have to put on the magic underwear?
Jim Louise, penalty box.
Nope.
Remainder of this hour. Okay.
we at the Stephanie Miller Show, for updates on that, we have no evidence that
no.
Mitt Romney wears any underwear whatsoever.
He may go commando.
Going commando the
he may
entire,
go commando like Mama does.
We don't know.
Unless the tax returns, we don't know if there's
unless
any.
Unless he's riding a Stericycle.
Underwear write-off.
In which case.
Or he's wearing underwear made in Burma.
Stephanie in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Steph.
Hey, guys.
Hiya.
Hi.
I got a bit of bad news for all the people. Yeah, for all the fans of Children of the Corn, there won't be a sequel number 5 because the corn is dead.
Oh, that's from the drought.
Yeah.
Yeah, the farmers are turning over their fields.
Wow.
So it won't be a 5. But anyway, why doesn't anyone, when Mitt Romney says that he saved companies with Bain and all this, with every company he saved and what he lost, they stole people's pensions. Even people at some of the companies they were working at, they dropped their pensions to keep the company open. And how is it, how un-American is it to take a 52-year-old man, take all his money away and make him work till he dies?
Yeah, well, I mean, Steph, this is what, you know, Romney said it again. You know, the president, you know, hates success. It's like, no. I mean, you know, it's just there is a way, there are ways to do business to help everybody.
Without seeing it on the backs of.
Right.
It seems that Romney hates hardworking Americans.
Right.
But
right.
He takes their pensions and keeps that money for himself.
They're the little people. They don't need that money.
Stephanie Miller Show has no information that Mitt Romney hates hardworking Americans.
Well, when he steals their pensions.
Like that one, we have quite a bit of information, actually.
That, by the way, that ameliorates anything you've said if you just say, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Some people say, not me. I mean, all I'm doing is parroting what they said in the morning meeting about what our message would be.
That should be the Fox News tagline.
Yeah.
We're just saying.
We're just saying.
Yeah. It'll all be answered if he releases text.
That's right. We're just helping. Vince in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Vince.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. You caught me with a mouthful of Marchand du Vin. waiting. and mimosas this morning. I'm feeling great.
Party
awesome.
On. Party on.
I was just wondering. I saw yesterday, I forget the show, but they were showing a clip of Rush Limbaugh. Oh, a video one, actually, which was disgusting. But from what the Romney campaign put out yesterday through John Sununu, what he said on Fox and what he said at the Romney event, it was almost word for word what Rush Limbaugh was going off on saying.
He's the head of the Republican Party. Rush Limbaugh said it yesterday, and then there's John Sununu and everybody else. He hates America.
And by the way, that Rush Limbaugh cam that they have is like an astronaut cam in a deep space ship that was sent into to Mars with nothing but cheese as food. Like, it's
29 minutes after the hour, right back. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
Really? What about 3 years ago when I said there should be more TV shows about cake?
Am I right?
Yeah.
Sure. You had a food fun fact.
What?
During the break.
Oh, sure. The chimichanga was invented when a burrito was accidentally dropped in a deep fryer at Macayo's restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona.
Thank you
That's
very
exactly
much.
That's exactly what
Thank
I did.
You. Thank
I
you.
Dropped it in a deep fryer.
Jim is presently eating a chimichanga.
Yeah. Yeah. They actually have an open deep fryer in the break room. It's right. actually not a deep fryer, technically. Speaking, it's to fight off the hordes coming to KFI here. It's Bill's afraid of screaming hordes, so they have pots of oil at all the entrances. Just
Sanctuary!
Here's a Bill Handel fun fact who does the show right next door.
Yep.
He is coming to Sexy Liberal next Saturday night?
That's right.
With his sensei, who is a huge fan of ours.
Well, look at that.
It's all Karate Kid.
Who would have thought that Bill Handel would have had a sensei?
Yeah.
My sensei loves you. I'm like...
I keep asking him, how's it going? He says, oh, I suck at it.
Sure, well,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Keep trying. Okay. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
I might go to that class.
Just to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I can start as a white belt on another art. That's fine.
Greg in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Three quick things. First and foremost, I wanted to say regarding Rush Limbaugh, I think you should make his theme song, Because I Got High. I think that's very appropriate for
sure.
him.
Sure.
What I wanted to talk about was regarding Mitt Romney and the releasing of his tax forms. Whenever Bain purchased a business, wouldn't they look at a company's balance sheet, looking at the tax returns a number of years out to make sure that things were apropos before they went ahead and purchased that business? Wouldn't it be the same thing with him releasing his tax forms?
Well, that's a decision he would. Well, you would think they would,
well,
but here's the problem.
Greg, I'm sitting in Clear Channel, where they piled a lot of debt on us, outsourced a lot of jobs, a lot of our friends. Bye bye.
Yep.
I do know what I'm talking about.
Anywhere in this country, you go to a Clear Channel station, there are so many empty cubicles where this company used to
have
at least a dozen more workers per floor.
Yeah, oh,
and,
no.
And they do nothing.
Everyone here is Jamaican now. They all have seven jobs.
Yes, right.
Like you're going to run six companies. Would that be okay?
For the same
salary you were making just doing your first job.
And by the way, to his question about whether they looked at these companies and their tax returns and whether they were viable or not, no.
And by the way, may I just salute many of our fine Clear Channel stations around the country, because a lot of them were kicking ass, and they're doing it with no money. Promotion budget, no promotion staff, exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, Seacrest.
Thank you.
And
people other than Seacrest.
But P.S. Okay, so here's an example. New York Post has this story about what Bain did for a living and what Bain does for a living.
Right.
And in all this stuff, there's been back and forth about Romney, about whether he was around when a lot of these layoffs and offshoring started happening, this outsourcing part of it after 1999. Well, guess what? The methodology of Bain has been in place for a long time. The Obama administration is hitting him on this stuff, whether he left in 2002. Right. That's just wave one, because the other stuff points to the fact that in, like, 1988 – they put $5 million down to buy Stage Stores. In the mid-90s, they took it public, collected $100 million in the stock offerings, and it went bankrupt.
Right. Everything Newt Gingrich said about KB Toys was exactly correct.
Absolutely true.
Let me just put in one more self-serving rant. Our Clear Channel station here in Los Angeles, our flagship, KTLK, you see me running in and out of here if you're watching on Current TV? It's because our sales staff kicks ass, and I'm running over there to do local spots. And we're beating the Heritage talk station here in town with... nothing.
Right. The one you used to be on?
Yes. Oh, everyone used to be on that one.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's there anymore.
That one.
Where you go through. Yeah.
You're nobody.
Yeah.
Danette in Georgia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Danette.
Hey, Stephanie. I was cracking up this morning when Hal Sparks, his brain just melted down because he is overwhelmed with the stupidity.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, right.
By the way, would you like some more John Sununu fun facts? John Sununu was born in Cuba?
Yeah, Havana, Cuba.
And
he's a Palestinian.
Cuban-born Palestinian. So he's half Castro and half...
He was born in Cuba, but he was also kicked out of the Bush administration because he was an idiot.
Well, he was using a whole bunch of perks that he wasn't supposed to be using.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just bought a house. Woohoo! We helped the American economy in the month of May.
Woot!
Uptick in housing sales.
Right, that's you.
But we have to show our tax returns.
I know.
3 years of tax returns at least, and every month we have to go and show my pay stubs and my bank statements.
So yeah. That means you're...
And
you're...
I was just buying a house. I'm more qualified to be president of the United States than Mitt Romney.
I was just going to say, Danette, you are at least two-thirds more qualified than Mitt Romney.
Yeah. A, that's true, and B, that's sad.
It's very sad. Very, very sad. Yeah. It's
for him,
disgusting.
Not you.
Yeah. I'm sorry, in case we were talking over each other. Jim, I'm sorry. Those fun facts again? Well, what?
I'm saying that Sununu is half Castro and half Arafat.
Yes. And yes. Lecturing the president on how to be more American.
More American. No.
And, Mitt Romney, one of Mitt Romney's closest advisors is a Palestinian.
Why do you hate Israel?
Yeah, so why do you hate Israel? Why does Romney hate Israel so much that he has a Palestinian advising him on foreign policy and economic matters?
I think I hear his Sheldon Some Adelson bat phone ringing as we speak.
Yeah, some people say...
The Sheldon Adelson phone in his pants 24-7.
Sorry, that's my pants again.
Sheldon.
Excuse me one second while I reach down in here. I can't.
Your boss, Sheldon Adelson,
hello?
Is calling.
Well, I got out of Israel. I'm going to Israel. I'm going to Israel. I'm going to Palestinian Sununu. I'm going to Cuba. Click. Excuse me. I think that's it.
Charlie Brown's
anyways, where was
calling.
I? Oh, yeah. Obama's foreign.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Adelson. Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, Mr. Adelson. Yeah, he is Palestinian.
When you think about it, he's Mitt Romney's Mr. Spacely.
Yeah.
Romney! You're fired!
By the way, I'll get to this story, but, you know, Sheldon Adelson.
Oh.
You understand what he's saying.
He likes playing with the mob, allegedly.
Yeah.
No,
really?
Because you wonder, this is the egregious thing about Citizens United, is people with that kind of money, they can buy candidates in elections for their own interests, no matter what they are. War with Iran, there's one, he would like that. He's on record. He's on tape as saying, I served in the American Army, unfortunately. I wish it were the Israeli Army.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
If somebody on Obama's team had said, said that, can you imagine?
Yeah. Get out then.
Anyway, but he's also under investigation, as Chris implied. That's the other thing, is this could be all about him losing his gambling license in Nevada.
So he's all mobbed up?
Well, that's what I mean. It's like this, so Sheldon Adelson's interest becomes...
Sheldon?
A guy named Sheldon.
You know,
a guy named Sheldon and a guy named Grover are in charge of the Republican Party.
Right.
Muppets are running the Republican
Party. It's
like
this weird version of near and far.
Near
and far right. Far right.
Far.
Neocon. Far right.
Mary in L.A.
Neocon.
Hi, Mary. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Listen, about the tax returns.
Yes.
Everyone seems to be assuming that Romney is scared of what the American voter will find. I think he might be equally scared, if not more so, of what Salt Lake City will find.
What are you implying?
Well, he's given a lot of money to the Mormon Church. There's no doubt about that. But has he given his 10% tithe? And is some of this offshoring tithe avoidance, not tax avoidance?
Oh, my. Aren't you a little troublemaker?
Interesting. My first blush answer is no. Mm. I think he actually gives more than his dad did, like I think 19% at some point, and his dad had a higher tax rate than Mitt did, so Mitt could give less money and it would cost him even less. So
that's what I found. It's the story. Oh, biggest donor to Romney and GOP did business with the Chinese mob.
What?
Huh?
So he's Mo Green.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not suggesting he should be shot through the eyes, but
and he doesn't wear glasses. You are just trouble this morning. You're not allowed to hang around with Hal Sparks anymore.
Yes, you're a scamp.
Adelson's latest woes stem from business practices surrounding his lucrative casino in, am I going to say this wrong?
Macau!
Not the bird, the city, the Chinese city.
That's
the only Chinese city with legalized gambling.
That's right.
A new in-depth investigation, PBS did this, focused on allegations of improper, perhaps in some cases illegal business dealings by Adelson's Las Vegas Sands company in China, while focusing on the possibility Sands violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act with a $700,000 payment to a Chinese associate. PBS also released documents that bolstered accusations of business ties between Adelson's shop and Chinese organized crime.
Oh, dear.
Figures. Oh, no. So So here, the rest of the fun facts. Because Nevada gambling authorities forbid doing any business with organized crime, obviously, sans Las Vegas gambling license could hang in the balance. So that could be...
Really?
Adelson...
There goes the Venetian.
What? Adelson allegedly helped derail House Republican measure opposing Beijing's Olympic bid due to human rights issues. The bill will never see the light of day, Mr. Mayor. Don't worry about it. He reportedly told Beijing's mayor after phoning then House Majority Whip Tom DeLay. Sands went on to receive its lucrative casino license from China. So this is what Citizens United has brought. Sheldon Adelson's interests are, business-wise or foreign policy-wise,
I think Sheldon may have to open a casino in Tel Aviv.
Here's the other issue, too. We're assuming Sheldon Adelson is writing checks based on his own worth and not just gathering foreign money and being the conduit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
that's the other problem with Citizens United that I don't understand why...
Even John McCain said, I mean, this is how foreign money is in a backdoor way coming into American elections.
Why don't they
learn how to be more American? That Romney campaign, I don't understand.
A 98-year-old grandma in Wisconsin has to show ID to vote, but you don't actually have to show any kind of identification at all to donate millions of dollars to an American candidate.
Where are the donation ID laws?
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll tell you where it is. It was filibustered.
The Disclose Act, two days ago.
Filibustered by the Republicans.
Senator Merkley just came on and told us about, and of course the Republicans don't want it. All right, 45 minutes after the hour. We're in all sorts of trouble. We're only 45 minutes in. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
That's my favorite part of that song. He did multiple takes of that.
Really?
Really?
Sounds like gastrointestinal distress.
Can I get one more?
I shouldn't have had that last chimichanga.
Really?
Whop.
Don't. Tell me how to do it.
Yeah. 50 minutes after. One more time, Prince. I'm sorry. Okay. 50 minutes.
That slowed down.
That's what happens when you don't eat.
That's what happens when animals strike curious poses.
Uh-huh. Right? They feel the heat. The heat between you. Okay. You know what? This is...
What?
This is right out of Blazing Saddles. Members of Joe Arpaio's volunteer posse say President Obama's birth certificate is definitely fraudulent.
Yeah. Oh, well, that settles it.
If you notice, the president's a... Okay.
He's blah?
Wow.
Yeah, they held a press conference last night.
Right. He and his volunteer posse?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Wasted taxpayer money on that.
Oh, boy. Early Tate's is back in love with Joe Arpaio.
Can he get...
Everything.
Can he get, isn't he supposed to be busy arresting six-year-olds?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, there are a whole bunch of sex crimes that haven't been investigated because he's been busy.
Yeah, his posse.
Investigating this thing in Hawaii.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Those sex crimes have happened to women who clearly should have taken better care of themselves and are
shouldn't
at
have
fault
been dressed
or,
in
yeah,
shorts.
Exactly.
Had an asthma
before. I did a
did
preliminary...
you watch the posse's press conference? How was that?
I didn't. I didn't waste my time. I'm sorry.
I'm sure Sheriff Joe put the women in two categories. Yes.
He wants you to call him that. Please don't call him
Sheriff Arpaihole.
Arpaio, yes.
Sheriff Joe Arpaihole. I'm sure he put any sexually, attack victim, assault victim, into two categories. One, they had it coming because it was their fault for being hot. And two, I don't believe you because you're not attractive enough to be sexually assaulted. And that case closed. That solved it for him.
Yep.
It's like that Republican woman that just got, who is it, in Florida, that got accused of having an affair with a female aide, and she said, lesbians don't look like me.
Well,
I can't be a lesbian.
No. They've got a look. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a badge. You see a pink triangle on my outfit? That's how we know, right? That's how we can...
Richard in Texas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show, doing a hernia test. Hi, Richard, how are you?
Greetings from the libertarian paradise of Texas.
Aha.
Yes.
Hello.
What I'd like to talk about today, does anyone remember in 98 there was a huge scandal with the Salt Lake City Olympic organizers about Olympic International Olympic Committee members' children getting free college tuition?
Oh, really?
Does anyone remember that?
Oh, yeah. No.
So there were a whole bunch of things that were wrong with the Salt Lake City
Olympics. That also booted right out of this Republican primary.
That scandal was one of the things that Mitt Romney claimed he came in to fix. He came in and cleaned up. Yes. And everybody says he did a good job doing it. But the thing is, he didn't do a spectacular job. He didn't need it. They needed to raise $1.45 billion to do the Olympics. At the point where he came in, they had already, 3 years before the Olympics actually kicked in, had $1 billion in the coffers. Mm-hmm. They were going to meet their match point. They were going to have all the funds. There was not a point where they're like, he came in and taught everybody how to dance like he was Bill Murray in Stripes, like, one more time, just like last night, only better. He came in, did a relatively, like, okay, where were we? Kind of a job.
Right.
And it ended up happening. It was that, I mean.
His big thing was that he got the money from the federal government.
Right. Yeah, that's how he passed the hole.
Absolutely.
That 45, half $1 billion at $450 million that he picked up in the slack.
Bill in Arlington, Texas. Hello,
the
Bill.
The government.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
There's a nasty rumor going around that Mitt Romney, for multiple years, hasn't paid any taxes at all.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yes.
We've heard that. But that is a rumor that is easily dispelled.
Right?
All he has to do.
We are helpers.
We don't want bad rumors to float around.
We break the news here on the Stephanie Miller Show. We'll be the first ones, and we'll just pick through those with our grubby little commoner hands, and we will absolve you of all.
Yeah, we also are trying to be helpful in letting him know that his Palestinian/Cuban advisor may be
John Sununu
whispering anti-Israel things into his ear.
Could
and
happen.
We just want to make him aware
Even
of
his
that.
Name sounds like a foreign car.
Yeah, absolutely.
A Sununu. What do you draw, a Sununu?
Mm-hmm.
It's not from Detroit. Matt in Sacramento.
What a new Sununu.
Oh, good morning, Steph, and backup dancers. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
I wanted to piggyback on what Hal was talking about earlier with Mitt and his money in the blind trust.
Right.
I saw yesterday on another program where he was quoted in 1984 in a nice videotape of him saying that blind trusts are a ruse. You get to tell them how to the rules to set for them.
Mm. Well, that's the joke too. You're absolutely right. He was going. That was when he was going up against Ted Kennedy, and he was saying that because Ted Kennedy had some of his investments in a blind trust, and Mitt Romney hit him on those investments, saying everybody knows that's just a dodge, and you can fix a blind trust.
I mean, that was then. This is now.
You can give
change his mind on something.
No.
What?
No, I did not say that. I allowed for the inference thereof. But the point being is that he
was
said
very subtle.
Yeah.
Elaine in Nebraska. Hi, yeah. Elaine.
Hi.
Hi.
First time caller.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Wanted to check and see if you heard that Republican strategist on another station that should be nameless yesterday that said that they were talking about voter turnout, and they were talking about, well, when the youth turn out in the fall, the young ones that won't be as smart, basically, as the older ones, you know. So the youth that are really happy and voting for the first time, they won't be as smart as the older ones. And the older ones will be without jobs, so they won't have much of a turnout. I mean, it was a real crack towards
the same thing that woman in the, I don't know, what was it, gold-plated Range Rover or something said at that Romney fundraiser in the Hamptons.
I think it was just gold-colored. I don't think it was
actually
plated.
Well, the young people and the nail people, I mean, they don't understand. They're not educated enough. They don't get it.
Everyone I speak to that isn't exactly like me is stupid.
I mean, Jim, you said it yesterday. This election has turned into the help. This is we are the help.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is the help compared to Romney, and you're not entitled to anything.
So I think Romney should stay away from the blueberry pie because there ain't blueberries.
Yes, it's not blueberries.
No.
Someone's going to force Mitt to eat the pie. Okay, Marianne in Pennsylvania, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, too. I didn't realize you were on. I was going through the channels and found you, luckily.
That usually doesn't end well for me, Marianne, but thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I am really, really upset in the sense that I don't know what the hell a conservative is, and I don't know what a liberal is anymore. Because when I started in the party, Republican.
Republican.
The reason I started is my family was Republican, so
sure.
It's like whatever religion.
It's a team sport.
Yeah, been there, done that. Yeah,
you are thrown in the mix. Was when Eisenhower's second term. That's when I started.
Yeah, it's kind of a different crowd now.
Well, it's not only a different crowd. I can try to figure out what they're doing today, what they couldn't do that time. And the only thing I can see is that we have to get rid of everybody in Congress and start anew.
Yeah. Well,
that's not a bad idea.
Not everybody.
All right.
No, there's some good folks in there. Actually.
Right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Of course it is. It's Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sexy
That's
liberal
awesome.
Himself, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Pretty
Sexy
cool.
Sexyliberal.com. Yeah, Sexy Liberal website. We're going to have some exciting news on some tickets that will be available for next, some big celebrity tickets available for next Saturday's show at the Pantages.
Oh.
Right?
Celebrity tickets?
It's a long story. Anyway.
Some additions.
Well,
some people who are going to join us.
We have two giant celebrities on panel.
Yeah.
Celebrity surprises on the panel.
Can we say who they are?
No.
Why not? Why not?
I don't, because they're, celebrities are skittish. They're very skittish.
They're like poodles on linoleum.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, or Bambi on ice.
Yes.
Right.
And I mean the actual frozen water, not
right.
not metal, you know, not crystal.
I just want to scare them away.
Which is never...
Yeah. No, but it's also a giant celebrity was supposed to go, which is Sexy Liberal and can't, and so we're going to auction off...
Their tickets.
Tickets for charity.
Mm-hmm. And we're not talking about Bill Handel's sensei.
No.
Who will be there.
No. Yes,
in
he will be
case anybody acts up.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
I think there are going to be quite a few celebrities scattered around the audience.
That's what I'm told.
Yeah.
It's all the rage, and the tickets are almost gone. I would go. I would hurry, is what I'm saying. Next
In
Saturday.
In a world where everyone is going gaga for sexy liberal laughs, one tour is crossing the nation to bring intelligent progressive comedy to you. Nominated for 4 Pollstar Touring Awards, including Best Tour, Best New Tour, and Best Lead Comedy Performer. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is returning to Los Angeles.
On Saturday, July 28th, Stephanie Miller and her band of sexy liberal players will perform live at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood, California. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com, at all Ticketmaster retail outlets, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. A portion of the proceeds from the evening's events will be donated to the Trevor Project.
Be swift and get your tickets now. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour. Don't miss your chance to experience liberal comedy history in the making.
Yeah. And also, we're going to have a big announcement, I think, this week.
What?
I think Friday. We'll see.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Hal Sparks, you can see him this
Friday and Saturday at Helium in Portland, Oregon.
Nice. There you go.
That's the only thing to do in the whole state, so that should
help. There you go.
Oh, that is nothing. You can drink a lot of craft beer.
That's true. And you
can see Hal Sparks.
Yeah.
Why not do both?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can also have your pickup break down on an old country road, and knock on a trailer door that might be a meth lab. That's possible as well.
The VP speculation with Romney is that we think he's going to add the sizzle of the teepaw. Tim Pawlenty. Why?
Because
he's another boring white weenie that's scared of Mitt Romney. I was saying Michael McDonald was in here, and I was trying to remember what debate that he acted like Stewart in. And Gene in Minneapolis reminded me, Steph, I think the comment Pawlenty wouldn't repeat a few days later in front of Romney was Obamacare.
Yeah.
He called it Obamacare, and the moderator said, would you like to repeat it? And he went,
no, not really.
No.
I'm scared of Mitt.
I really don't want
exactly what he wants in a vice president.
I don't want to go to the doctor.
You all, I mean...
Jim said the picture of the bridge going down in Minneapolis should be played over and over, absolutely, with the caption that it happened because Polanyi wouldn't spend the equivalent cost of two Humvees to properly repair it. And despite that short-sighted and miserly decision, he still left the state in massive debt. Gene in Minneapolis. Thank you, Gene.
Yep.
Yes, but it's worth it for that electric personality.
Oh, just so exciting. I actually thought, you know, and there may be still possibility that they will try to find somebody who's actually... has worse taxes and scandal in their background.
Like, compared to him.
Yeah, like, hey, I mean, I'm not this guy. So you can just have a guy standing next to him at all times going, look, I may have some tax issues that I don't want to share. But, I mean, hey.
Yeah, Steve Schmidt, you see John McCain's campaign manager, he said, we just thought, you know, it's not that there was necessarily he did anything illegal, but it just he wouldn't he'd have a hard time connecting with the average person. Do you think?
Who isn't afraid they'll go to jail from their taxes.
He said he didn't personally see Romney's tax returns. Okay, so Mittens out yesterday saying Obama is attacking success.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Sure.
Yeah, that's why businesses are sitting on top of $2 trillion
Let's see, the president on the campaign trail.
There's some things we do better together.
Thank you.
And we rise or fall as one nation. That's what I believe. That's what our history tells us.
Romney said our economy is driven by free people pursuing their ideas and their dreams. The president doesn't want that. He wants to bring slavery back, clearly.
Right. Yeah. Free of highways.
It's not driven.
Free of police officers. Free of firemen.
Mm-hmm. It's not driven by government, and what the president is doing is crushing economic freedom. Romney made heavy use of an out-of-context quote, however, to make his point. His campaign cherry-picked a sentence from a Friday speech in which Obama praised public investments in roads, bridges, and infrastructure,
which tend to
help you if you're in business.
And the internet. They're all necessary for
saying,
commerce.
If you've got a business, you didn't build that. He obviously was referring to the bridges and the roads.
But they cut
things.
Out the part where he was talking about the bridges and roads.
Right. In question referred to government-led projects like the internet or the highway system that businesses benefit from, but Romney suggested Obama was telling business leaders they didn't deserve credit for their own companies. Romney on the account.
He said this, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. To say something like that is not just foolishness, it's insulting to every entrepreneur, every innovator in America.
And it's also a big fat lie.
Yeah.
How about that, everybody?
You know what? He's right. That would be insulting to every entrepreneur if anyone had actually said it.
Yeah.
But no one did. You know what's insulting to every entrepreneur in the country? That they would be dumb enough not to check that kind of a quote that just seems so banana pants. Yeah. Oh, that's so true. I feel bad for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Spokeswoman for the Obama camp said, as President Obama said the other day, those who start businesses succeed because of their individual initiative, their drive, hard work, and creativity, but there are critical actions we must take to support businesses and encourage new ones. That means we need the best infrastructure, a good education system.
Again, conservatives love America.
Affordable domestic sources of clean energy.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Those are investments we make not as individuals but as Americans, and our nation benefits from them. Apparently Mitt Romney disagrees. I mean, it's just, this is what it's going to be, and it's only July. They're going to take, I mean, look at the ad they did with Obama was quoting John McCain, and they made it.
Absolutely.
Like it was coming from him, yeah.
Let's also be really super clear. They run on this concept that somehow American bootstrapping is what got America's industry started, you know, and really rolling in the 40s and 50s especially, and that we came into, you know, that, and it wasn't until the government and the EPA and things like that started tamping it down that it slowed it down. One of the big reasons why we had such a lead in worldwide manufacturing, World War II.
Exactly.
Yeah. We wiped out every country's manufacturing base through carpet bombing between us and the British and the Russians. Everything was decimated. Even England's manufacturing base was wiped out. By the time everybody had come home after World War II, America was the only one with standing factories capable of making all these boats and submarines and steel
cars.
Girders and cars and washing machines and all that stuff. We got a leg up. You know why? Because World War II was a de facto, albeit to some degree, accidental act of corporate welfare, because all corporations benefited from
dollar
the fact that all their competition was wiped out.
Wow. That's quite a point you made. That's
thank you very much.
Yeah, sparks.
I know, right?
What it's, you just discover
like,
him?
It just irritates me when they just go.
And the interstate highway
system
didn't
build
itself.
What did you just discover him now? I made him in a laboratory several years ago when I invented him.
Right.
He's attractive. He's a lab rat. Smart. Yes,
I am. Right.
Dustin in Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Dustin.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to talk about Joe Arpaio today. I mean, isn't there better things to do in Arizona besides looking up the...
Well, not in the summer. You kind of stay inside in the air conditioning
all
day.
Well, there isn't anything better to do.
I mean, isn't there any other crimes going on, maybe?
Yeah, but you, to fight those kind of crimes, you actually have to get in your vehicles, go around, investigate... talk to witnesses, do the actual hard work of being a police officer. Why do that when you just stay home and just surf Drudge and WorldNet daily?
In your underwear.
Yeah, in your underwear, just
when
covered in Cheeto dust.
This code don't match up. Mm-hmm. So I look at, hey!
This is clearly photoshopped. Why would you say that?
I seriously did not realize they still had posses. Sheriff Joe's posse.
Oh, yeah. They're volunteers.
Sure.
Well, that's what happens when your state has... 6 million people in it total, and they don't want to fund any of the public infrastructure elements, including police departments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you end up with these kind of deputizing acts.
But he's still paying using taxpayer money to do this in
oh,
the
yeah. absolutely yes.
president's birth certificate.
Yeah. Well, to the detriment of investigating other crimes.
Thank you.
And the private prison system is you know, they are inventing new crimes to get new customers for the private prisons.
Yeah. Maurice in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Maurice.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Go ahead.
Well, just one question. Is it just me, or does anybody see the little racial undertone that the Republican camp or party is putting into this
little? Did you say election? Little? Little? Well, that dog whistle's so loud my ears are bleeding.
Yeah, right. Cats can hear it.
I hear you because, I mean, we got a man that's been president for 3+ years, and you're still questioning whether or not he's American. Yeah. I mean...
Yes, and for two reasons.
No, it's all they got. They're running this again. They're
one, it works.
The whole, by the way, you know, all the same stuff we heard that didn't work in 2008.
Yep, but the two reasons they're doing this. One is that it works driving out an element of the base, the, like, hyper-racist, that 22% that they kind of rely on no matter what poll you look at. There's always 22% that think he's wrong, bad, evil, whatever. They're all driven by that. The other part is that if they can delegitimize his presidency in their mind, they can undo everything that he did legally.
Mm-hmm.
So all of his laws, therefore, are fake and unconstitutional.
It's all been a nightmare. We'll just pretend the black guy was there.
That's exactly it. They're trying to erase his presidency by making it illegitimate.
We'll all collectively get out of the shower like Bobby in Dallas, and it's all going to be magically erased. Okay. 18 minutes after the hour. Right back, more Hump Days would have on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you turn her on, she'll turn you on.
Oh, God.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with Hal Sparks. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Mittens on the campaign trail yesterday.
That kind of crony capitalism does not create jobs, and it does not create jobs here. I believe in free people and free markets, and I want government to get out of investing in individual businesses.
Yeah, like the auto industry.
Yeah.
He wanted them out of the...
He wants to get rid of all small business loans that are federally guaranteed.
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah, federal business. I mean, the federal government should not pick winners and losers. This is a classic conservative ideal.
By the way, top Romney surrogate, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, he said investing in green energy is turning America into the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Tell that to people in Ohio, which is leaning Obama because
he compared the government's investment in Solyndra to the Soviet Union and Cuba during an appearance on CNN.
There's about $35 billion of these energy loans that have been, guaranteed two different companies
President Obama simply doesn't understand that it's the free enterprise system, it's the private sector, the productive sector, not the government sector, that creates long-term self-sustaining jobs. All his efforts are toward growing government, and those are models, economic models, that we know don't work. I mean, take a look at the Soviet Union. Venezuela's an economic basket case, and is anybody moving to the island paradise of Cuba?
I love the story they reported. The comments perplexed host Soledad O'Brien.
Yeah.
She said, "You're surely not suggesting the idea and the concept behind Cylinder and other green energies like Cylinder is comparable to the Soviet Union and Cuba, right?" No, I'm suggesting that because when you take taxpayer money, like Mitt Romney did in Massachusetts.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's a taxpayer at risk, blah, blah, blah. O'Brien said, didn't it work in Massachusetts? Isn't that exactly what Governor Romney did in Massachusetts in green energy when he was the governor?
Yep.
Johnson, listen.
The
path we need to take in this country is a free enterprise, blah, blah, blah. Romney has repeatedly reiterated his debunked claims that Cylinder's bankruptcy symbolized corruption and cronyism. It started under the Bush administration, A, and B, despite his own efforts as governor of Massachusetts to secure state loans for green developers that later went belly up. I literally, here we go again. It's like healthcare. He did the exact same thing.
Right.
Yes. When he was governor.
There, no mystery there whatsoever. But again, he's running on this, this freedom. Let business just, it's the market that will fix itself.
Right.
And this guy is being advised by, they had Douglas Holtz-Eakin on, who was part of the Bush administration's, economic team, on talking about how Romney's plan is better for the economy or whatever, because they legitimately believe that the only problem with the Bush administration's economy was that it didn't get to continue for another 12 years, where it would have shown us, it would have been like a rebirth of how we do business. It was just that it got, cut off in the middle by Obama coming in and going, you know what, maybe people shouldn't be flushed down the toilet of history because somebody else wants to try a failed economic policy.
Buddy in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, buddy.
Hey, Mama, three things. Number one, for people who do not believe in global warming, please cover the Midwest right now.
Seriously.
Honest to Pete. We had a storm here a little bit ago that was the equivalent of a land hurricane.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It knocked 7 million people out of power, killed people, went from Illinois to Virginia to New Jersey. And then we had 10 days of 100-plus temperatures afterwards. We used to have 100 degrees once every couple summers. And
yep.
This is totally and the drought is totally in line with climate change.
Yeah.
You know?
I was just looking at pictures of the drought in the newspaper yesterday, just like miles of just barren,
crops.
And one more thing on a totally different thing is Mitt Romney's in deep poop. Because in 2002, he filed forms with the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, that said he was president and CEO of Bain Capital.
Right.
But in 2011, he filed...
And getting paid, by the way, but doing nothing.
The Federal Election Commission that said he wasn't head of Bain Capital. They're mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep.
Well, that's
where do you get that job where you can be the head of a company and get paid a lot of money, but you don't actually have to do anything?
No, I don't
anything.
Work there. I don't know.
I'm not there.
P.S. Rachel Maddow brought up the point in talking to one of her interviews about this particular, that filing, was that it said, she said he made $100,000 for doing nothing. The filing actually says he made $100,000 plus,
yeah, which
in
could
salary,
be anything, right?
Which
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What's
it could be a
anything
billion.
Above
yeah.
100,000?
Yeah.
I mean, technically, how
could add another 10
maybe
zeros onto there?
Yet yeah. Another reason why he doesn't want to show his tax uh-huh. returns, because that 100,000 plus might be in the millions,
and yeah. It could be tax free,
yeah. Right?
What? Steve in Connecticut.
It's not investment; it's salary.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
I think one of the issues that I have with I understand that negative advertising or negative ads work, and they work really well. Unfortunately, we have a wanting electorate that really wants help, and there has been a lot accomplished by the current administration, and it's their information just not getting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Obama really needs to wrap some type of presentation around his accomplishments and then put it out there to combat all the misinformation that these morons on the right are getting.
Yeah. I think you're right.
By the way, I think we put it out there. Where here it is. Look, Chris, we posted this. We should post it again. Obama's top 50 accomplishments.
Yes, okay.
It's just 50, starters.
He's just not one to brag on himself, and he needs to.
Yeah. But again, you do that closer to the election. This is the thing, though. This is the positive news cycle is you batter this guy until he's nothing, and then you show your big winning hand. You
mm-hmm.
don't do it now, because then they'll cut it.
Right.
Up.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, back with more Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You can do this.
Stephanie Miller.
Always remember, you're a whore.
By the way, by the way, during the break, I think I solved the mystery of Romney's IRA, the one that has 100 million people in it. Mm-hmm. There are 100 million bucks.
Oh, I thought you meant that a lot of his money was going to the Irish Republican. Oh, is that not what you were saying?
No.
All he
no.
would have to do is release his tax returns to the Stephanie Miller Show. We could clear that up if he's been secretly funding the IRA.
Yeah. No, he has an IRA that he would have to live 17,000 years to raise the amount of money that's in it. It's
right.
got $100 million
yes.
in it. Now,
don't most of us have that in our IRAs? What?
Yeah, most of us can only put $6,000 a year in
yes.
that tax-free, and if you do it a higher yield one, you can do $30,000. That's the max. But he has got $100 million in his. And the question is, everybody's scratching their head. The Romney campaign, when they ask about it...
Well, I get the rich douchebag exemption.
Andrea Saul won't say anything, won't respond... It won't give any comment, but Romney aide told the Journal that it was accumulated through annual contributions, rollovers of sums in other retirement plans, and successful investments. Here's what I think that speaks to: they roll into these companies, they buy stock. He puts the stock from this company into his IRA, rolls that. The funds from these IRAs, when the stock is worth very little, they saddle it with debt, raising the price of their dividend from that. This jack up, pour out dividends
right.
into
mm-hmm.
his IRA, and then the company goes bankrupt, and he keeps the money in his IRA. Basically, it goes in under the limit.
Sounds like the housing scam.
And, yeah, exactly. And it hatches
yes.
once it's inside. It's like a scam.
Like
it's an amazing scam.
What movie am I thinking of that something hatches inside?
Alien?
Yes, okay.
Inside of John Hurt.
It's, right.
It's, yes.
Maybe he has an IRA that's hatching right now inside of John Hurt.
Yeah, that's like...
Okay. All right. By the way, speaking of tax returns, time for another...
Wheel
yes.
Uh-huh. Right-wing hypocrites!
You know what? Ed Gillespie.
Douche.
No, he's technically a Romney yeah. surrogate.
Oh.
He's a Romney spokesperson.
He's still a douche.
Okay.
Yeah.
His spokesdouche was on...
Romney as a sex surrogate? What?
Meet the press.
What?
We have no information that proves that true or false.
So he went on to Meet the Press, and he said, of the tax returns, this is the standard Senator Kerry adhered to. What? Did David Gregory say lies and lying liars and liars that tell them? No. He said this is the standard Senator Kerry adhered to as the Democratic nominee. Gillespie, who was the chairman of the Republican National Committee during the 2004 presidential election, must know that Kerry put in a total of 20 years. Of tax returns into the public domain by the time he ran for president. He released them every year.
Yeah.
He ran for the Senate. There were 20 years. They know that.
Right.
Yep. It was not the same standard 2 years. He had 20 years of tax returns out there. And throughout that campaign, Ed Gillespie personally insisted that Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, mm-hmm. who files separately from her husband, publicized her tax information, a position that is in direct conflict, of course, to this current spin for Romney.
Yeah.
So even his wife had released tax returns, and she wasn't the candidate. And so now he's basically, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, but that was the attack, this idea that...
Shouldn't David Gregory have that basic information when he sits on Meet the Press and says, John Kerry...
You don't think he does?
John Kerry only released 2 years. He doesn't have that to go, oh, well, that's funny, because you were the head of the RNC then, and he released 20 years.
You don't think that's...
You think you would know that. Maybe I should just correct your...
I think you might have that.
Yeah,
you're right.
Sorry, if I don't feel like David Gregory missed the boat on something as opposed to avoided the...
Avoided the boat altogether.
Yeah, altogether, right.
Yeah. We'll have to leave the boat there.
Yeah, we'll have to swift boat the boat.
Yeah.
Phil in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you today?
Good, good. Go ahead.
Good. A couple of issues I've got here. One is the tax documentation question, which is a legitimate question. But there should be a required date that any potential candidates running for president must meet that date as far as turning in any documentation. I mean, Barack Obama got away with 3 years on his birth certificate issue. And
no, he didn't.
Here we got...
He didn't. That paperwork was all done when he was a state senator.
Yeah.
He didn't... Showing it to you guys is not the same as all the government officials who needed to see it.
They saw it.
Including the people who gave him a driver's license, had seen it for years.
Yeah.
This is not the same thing.
Okay, well, but
you
anyway,
didn't see it.
Yeah, he glosses over that.
No, it's important. It's important because you were under the impression somehow that nobody saw Barack Obama's long form birth certificate until he
right.
showed it. That is not the case at all.
Yeah, no, Hawaii said, okay. yes, that's it. That's the birth certificate.
All along, he has had to have a copy of his long-form birth certificate. His the one that, by the way, Mitt Romney also, when he said, I'm going to show my birth certificate, that he gave the exact same thing. He gave a new print of a long-form, it was a certificate of live birth
yep.
is what he gave. Okay. It's the same thing Obama okay. gave. And by the way, Barack Obama has used that his entire life yeah. to get a driver's license,
oh,
to
by the
vote,
way,
to become a state senator, and then a U.S. senator.
Rick Perry, by the way, who, as we recall from the primaries, hates Mitt Romney with a,
he's a vulture
crackling
capitalist.
Homoerotic tension that has just been unheralded.
I wish I could quit you.
Yes. He said, let's weighing in on whether Romney should release more tax returns, says he believes all candidates should be as transparent as possible when it comes to tax returns and other aspects of their lives.
He's transparent, all right.
He didn't specifically call on Romney to release more tax returns, but we know it. We know he's talking.
Yeah.
Perry said anyone running for office should give people what he called backgrounds, including tax returns, if asked and if the requests are within reason. Then he brought up, speaking of red herrings, Hal, he brought up he thinks President Obama should release his college and law school transcript and called it odd that he hasn't done so. Well, neither has Romney, and nobody, presidential candidates normally don't. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, again, this is the delegitimizing of his entire presidency and the idea that he got in under false pretenses, that he didn't earn the things he earned in his life.
Right.
Because the problem...
But again, tax returns are released by every presidential candidate ever.
Right.
Generally, the standard is 12 years, like Mitt Romney's father. No presidents have... It's not a standard practice right. that you have to release all of your school records. I mean, anyway...
But that's, again, look at the line of attack that Rush Limbaugh is pushing, the idea that he, you know, all he did was smoke weed and show up at Columbia and just get a free grade. Because of, and the understated, you know, the subtext is
yeah.
because he's
and,
black.
Right, and you become the head of the Harvard Law Review by just being
yeah,
lucky.
Yeah, they're like,
dude,
slacker.
Why don't we just, we never had a black guy before, let's do
that.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Gene in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Gene.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Boy Scouts and the connection back to Romney, because yesterday the Boy Scouts announced they're going to continue to discriminate against gay men.
Right.
And Romney is a homophobe and a hater. We know from the stories about him when he was in that prep school that he held that poor kid down and forcibly cut his hair.
Right.
Yep, because he thought he was gay. And in Utah, the Mormon Church owns the Boy Scouts. They don't just like meet in churches. The Mormons appoint who will be and who will not be a scout leader. They have complete control over the scouts. They socialize people to be homophobes.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of evidence that they do things like excommunicate people just for being gay. Even the Catholic Church doesn't do that.
Yeah. I think his, you know, the fairer thing to look at, Gene, is are his policies. You know, in Massachusetts, we're anti-gay. I mean, his policies as an adult, I think, are more relevant. And,
And he's a bully, and he's a hater, and he.
Well, and it was interesting, Gene. Somebody pointed out that there he is campaigning. You know, he's with Dick Cheney. When was that last week? Who, you know, just Dick Cheney last week was talking about how happy he is for his married gay daughter, you know,
yeah.
and his grandkids, and there he is campaigning with a guy who would take his daughter's rights away, you know.
Same thing.
I mean, yeah.
Same thing.
Yep, exactly. All right.
But they trade it for, you know, tell you what, you put a lid on that and I'll do any kind of crazy foreign policy nonsense that you tried to start under the Bush administration. I'll continue that thread.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's in his meeting with Dick Cheney, he actually said, you know, we talked about foreign policy matters.
I'm sorry, when I was talking to you, as often happens, a Pink lyric popped into my head.
What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away?
Same.
And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay?
Thank you. Thank you.
And what kind of father would shoot his own friend in the face? Same guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
more importantly, don't be fancy, let's get dancy. Okay. Brenda in California, you're
you
on.
You can't get dancy to that.
No.
Good morning.
You can sway. You can do an eighth grade.
I love pink.
Lighter.
I love pink, is my point. Hello, Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Yes, good morning, Stephanie. I have a question to ask you, and it's really bothered me. Is it possible that the Mitt Romney campaign can doctor up his tax returns, and that is the reason why it's taken so long for him to present them so they can show something different than really actually what it is?
Well,
and
they
my
can't,
second question,
well, they can't refile them, essentially.
No,
they can't.
No.
They can't take – the problem is they can't draft some up to show the public that are different from the ones on
Brenda,
file.
That's the problem. He can't flip-flop like he does at most things. That's the problem with
that's
tax returns.
Why,
he can't go back and change it now.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's probably the problem.
You know, there's all kinds of narratives and backstories and even, you know, political gymnastics he can do. But that paperwork was filed to, by the way, benefit him – from a tax point of view, like he was even saying he pays somewhere, he's saying between 13% and 15% because most of his income comes from, investment is what he's saying. Well, that's a shell game most of the time.
Yep. Angie in Virginia Beach, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Angie.
Hey, Steph. Hey,
Hi.
Luke.
Hi.
How? Hey, boo. Have you guys ever, or have you seen that clip of, what's his face, the fat guy, the drug addict, Rush Limbaugh?
Yes.
Where he's talking about how Bain was created just to take digs at Romney.
Yeah. Yes,
oh,
in the
gosh.
Batman movie you're talking about.
Yeah. But the character was created in 1993, so that seems unlikely.
Exactly. I'm like, I can't wait till some idiot right-winger decides to repeat that line since they take everything from him verbatim. Anyway.
Well, it would require the same time machine that Obama used to
put the birth announcements in this. Yes, exactly.
Right. Which, to go and create Bain in 1993.
Yes. Which I also make the case that if Obama's able to manipulate the space-time continuum, arguably, that's enough reason for him to be president.
I'm in.
I mean, I vote for the guy who can manipulate space and time.
Forward.
Because you don't
want to
get on his bad side for
what? Yeah. In the space-time continuum.
Yeah, that's why he keeps having to say that, because it clearly can go back in time.
45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
That happened, and we all let it happen.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour.
Samantha Fox.
Right?
You don't get enough of that in talk radio.
Right? Gotta have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a human Funyun. Hal Sparks is here.
That's how I like to think of my
100.
What?
1-2.
Human Funyun.
Funyun's there. I mean, there.
Speaking of fun,
tasty. They're a party for your mouth.
Yeah.
Right?
Which also makes
speaking
all right,
of,
I get
and
the analogy
as is
then.
Every Mitt Romney speech.
It is changing the nature of America, changing the nature of what Democrats have fought for and Republicans have fought for. In the past, people of both parties understood that encouraging achievement, encouraging success, encouraging people to lift themselves as high as they can, encouraging entrepreneurs, celebrating success instead of attacking it and denigrating makes America strong. That's the right course for this country. His course is extraordinarily foreign.
Yes.
Oh, did you hear that?
No!
Did you hear
But you created jobs in foreign countries.
And this is what Palestinian Cuban John Sununu told me to say about a very un-American Barack Obama.
And P.S., attacking success and attacking me are the same thing. That's the message there.
Yes, the president wants everyone to be unsuccessful. That's exactly
that's
right.
That's why he said what he said before that quote that they cut up so masterfully.
By the way, Mr. In Touch with the Average American, you mentioned this story yesterday, but it's hilarious. So to an audience that paid up to $50,000 a ticket, Romney pointed out that the wait staff in the room saying they're not having a good year. He said the waiters and waitresses that come in and out of this room and offer us refreshments.
Refreshments? Oh, I'm parched.
They're not,
lemon,
they're
wet
not
good.
Having a good year. The people in the middle class are really struggling. First of all, who calls dinner refreshments?
Yeah,
the people serving the things here.
The same guy who, when asked how his lemonade was, in that parade route, said lemon wet good.
Oh,
that
attention.
Was his response.
Lemon wet
that's what
good.
That's his response. Yeah. That was actually
lemon
what he said.
Good.
Lemon wet good.
Good.
This is what.
Wow.
Apparently,
by the way, attention people that serve your the refreshments. Here's some fun facts for you. Romney plans to increase the taxes for half of middle class families with children. While his wealthy fundraiser attendees who make $1 million or more would get an annual tax cut of nearly $150,000.
Yep.
He also recently flipped his position on raising the minimum wage. So, hey, you wait staff serving the refreshments.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get even less money.
Yeah.
Who uses the word refreshments when referring to anything?
I'll tell you, somebody who's used to sitting by a pool all the time.
Because he doesn't know what normal people eat. He's like people that eat refreshment-type chocolatey.
I want to take that chocolatey-type thing there. It's a donut.
Right.
What planet are you from?
These cookies.
I think Mitt Romney just recently hatched in John Hurt's stomach.
You get these?
Mitt Romney, yesterday.
He's got no one new to blame. He's out of touch with what's happening in the country, and that's why in November we're going to put him out of office.
Yay!
Out of touch, out of office.
There we go. Okay, Mittens one more time.
All right.
So the president's looking around for someone to blame.
Mitch
and
McConnell?
Recently I became the reason for all our problems here. I was a surprise to my family and me, but he's always looking for someone out there. President Obama attacks success, and therefore under President Obama we have less success, and I will change that.
Yeah, he attacks,
Cuban-born Palestinian John Sununu. Who said the president needs to learn how to be more American? He explains that's not what he meant to say.
What I thought I said, but I guess I didn't say, is that the president has to learn the American formula for creating business. The American formula for creating business is not to have government create business. The American formula for creating business that I wish he would get comfortable with is to create a climate in which entrepreneurs can thrive. If I didn't give all that detail, I apologize.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
Companies need to transport their goods across the country.
That's right. Yeah.
To do that, you need an infrastructure.
Right.
You need bridges that won't fall down, Chipolati.
Yes.
And you need roads that go across state lines,
yes,
which can only be built by the federal government.
And you also need ports, which are how those goods get out of this country into another country. So you need, and those are also built by the federal government.
Right.
And
you do need ports. You know what you don't need? Portmans.
Okay. We need a change. We need a president who first gets it, understands that the private sector is what creates jobs and not government.
It hasn't.
There are both. I mean, what? I just don't get. Talk about dividing people. Since when do we hate cops and teachers and firefighters? We also need public employees.
Yes, we do.
When you're doing something illegal or you didn't do your homework,
are
or
the Romney
showing
boys
up late
gonna
for
go
something?
Fix the roads?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
They got nothing
else
to do.
Well,
except count their
Romney,
money.
He doesn't even need their help building the Keystone Pipeline. He's going to do it by himself.
Romney,
sure. Yeah.
Romney is with his own.
Like John Henry.
With his own Mitt Romney's hands
have never had a callus in their entire life.
Joyce in Michigan, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Joyce. Maybe it's the number of manicures he's had that's in his tax returns that he doesn't
want. Certainly unharassed by the handlebars of a jet ski.
Joyce, maybe Mitt Romney has had womanly things like nail wraps. Okay.
Well, I doubt that. I'm not sure he even knows what a woman is. I think his kids were hatched under a cabbage leaf.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
We have no evidence whatsoever that Mitt Romney's family are Cabbage Patch dolls.
Go ahead, Joyce.
The only thing that I can see that the Republicans and the far right have against our president is the fact that he is a black man with authority and does not know his place.
Yeah.
Shame on him.
Thank you. He is literally the help in Mitt Romney's eyes. I can't believe we caught that. That it's extraordinarily foreign. They're running this whole campaign again. Ooh, look, scary. Black man, different, foreign, Kenyan,
black
socialist.
From the foreign, exotic country of Hawaii.
By the way, the Stephanie Miller Show would like to apologize on behalf of Joyce. We have no information that the Romney kids, Tag and Flirt and Fling, were hatched under a cabbage patch.
Yeah.
Although.
Or that they are Transformers, or that they were hatched out of John Hurt's stomach.
I go with John Hurt's stomach.
I don't think it's John Hurt.
Tag does look like something from the island of Dr. Moreau, though, so there could be something there.
Now.
Oh, God!
Simmer down.
Jim Louise, you see what? We all went, here's the line. We all tiptoed to the line, and then what does Jim do?
He jumped to Dr. Moreau's island. Jumped right over it.
As far as I know, I never let him out of the penalty box from last hour. I didn't even...
You jumped over the line into the Colorado River below.
Chris in Buffalo. Hi, Chris.
Yes, Stephanie, how are you today?
Good, go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering if Romney was worried about his tax returns possibly showing personal investments, such as speculation on oil, which drove it up to $150 a barrel, which, or speculation on hedge funds, which all added to the cost of businesses and to the average Americans. And
Chris, I mean, the point is that apparently what's actually in there must be worse than all of this speculation, because
right.
he could put it all to rest. You know, this is what happens. People go, I wonder if this is in there. I wonder if that's in there.
I think he's exactly right, though. I mean, there's no question that even through this, you know, and here's the thing. The only way he can pull back from that, once these come out,
right.
and it will have stuff like he's talking about it, no matter what, believe me, the only place he can back up to is, well, it's all in a blind trust. I don't control
yes.
that thing.
Yeah.
I file my taxes on these things, but these are a blind trust.
Well,
so every year you're finding out exactly what's in your blind trust
right.
and how you're making money off of it, and then you're giving instructions to your blind
and
trust
you
every year.
That in 1994.
Right. Keep doing that. I'm making lots of money by jacking up the cost of oil.
58 minutes after the hour, we're right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is
I
true.
I forgot to ask for something. Never mind. 6 minutes after calling audibles. It's all right. Six minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. It's too late now. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com, the Sexy Liberal website. The Big LA Show with the Penn Tage is almost sold out. Go! Get them now for July 28th. Eat it. We have Columbus, Ohio coming up. The ticket's almost gone there as well. August 18th and September 29th in Seattle. And this very weekend, you can see Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks.
And in Portland.
The deuce, you say.
Yes. Portland, Oregon, home of the weird white supremacist backpack bomber that was busted trying to bomb MLK parades.
Oh, you get, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But also...
it's also home of Voodoo Donuts.
Yes, exactly, which is awesome. And
yes.
And the last time I was there, I bought an entire box of Voodoo Donuts for the staff at the
nice.
Place. And it was like, this will be my gesture. And like,
so, you tried to kill us.
Or as so Mitt Romney would say, I brought you people in the...
round
sugar fish things from... Yes,
these
are conventions that we pick up at the 7-Eleven.
But if you bite into one of them, somebody scream across the room.
Yes, yes, yeah. Voodoo Donuts. Right. Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Somebody across the
river.
Police say a naked man crashed a pickup truck into a Southwest Dallas mall.
As you do.
Appears to have crashed the truck through glass entrance doors, driven over several kiosks, and into a Champ Sporting Goods store. Meaning what? George W. Bush is drinking again. Oh, come on.
Oh, really? Why did you do that? Because I was hot.
You're welcome, America.
Did you see,
bath salts, making somebody hot and crazy again.
Did you see George W. Bush just did an interview, and he has that same vocabulary recall of your average eighth grader. He said 8 years was awesome, and I was famous, and I was powerful.
I'm interested in politics. He said that. He actually said, I'm interested in politics. Really? Should have paid more attention to it while you were running the country.
Then. He's in a new chapter in his life, he said, one that is also awesome.
I'd know about chapters if I ever read books. <It's> That's Laura's
awesome.
Department.
You know,
he said,
chapters
my time
have
is,
those on DVDs.
He said, my time as president is over. I did what I did. I think striving for a legacy is a complete waste of time. A legacy will emerge in the reach of time.
It's emerged
already.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of crawling out of the swamp.
Yes, it will. And the legacy thus far?
Worst president ever.
Right. And Mitt Romney meeting with everybody from the Bush administration to get tips on how to run things.
Yeah, Dick Cheney was huddling with Republicans on Capitol Hill yesterday.
Uh-huh.
To talk about defense across the board cuts to defense spending are unacceptable. Because we are still at war with East Asia. We have always been
at war with East Asia.
And we always
We've
have
always
to strike
been
now.
At war with East Asia.
Yeah. So
get over yourself.
We have to strike now, sir. Annihilate. Kill. Kill. Kill.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Knack, knack.
Senator Harry Reid bringing the snark yesterday. He said Dick Cheney being there.
Seen you like this.
He said Halliburton did extremely well during his time as vice president. I assume there's going to be some concern about Halliburton again in this conversation they're having today.
Mm-hmm.
Harry agreed, bringing the quiet snark.
It's pretty, yeah, he's been funnier lately.
He has. What's been wrong?
Something's changed. Something. Maybe he's in, that's him in campaign mode. Maybe
he started drinking.
Maybe they do some sort of unleash the Kraken moment.
He doesn't drink.
I know.
Maybe it was Harry Reid, like, in concise moments where they were a few months from the election, released the Kraken, and now Harry Reid can his wild rise up from the sea and make
release snarky the Kraken.
He probably doesn't even need glasses. He's like, his hair's all, okay.
He hawks out.
Let's dive into the right-wing
like
world.
Me when I'm angry.
Let's dive into the right-wing world, see what's doing. Oh, speaking of relics from the Bush administration, it's the tiny dancer of deception, Dana Perino.
Oh, she's so cute with that button nose.
Oh, she's a little pixie.
Mm. They're talking about President Obama's speech.
That's
where he
correct.
Said that if you were successful, you didn't do it on your own. Somebody helped you. We could do the chicken and egg argument all day long. That there was a road that helped get you to the school, that helped get your teacher to the school, that helped get you there. I mean, it becomes a non sequitur, but also it actually offended people.
For
the first time, when you saw Mitt Romney respond to that today, he could be called a felon. They can call him all sorts of names. But as soon as you start saying that small business owners didn't do it on their own, then he got mad.
That's what did it, man. You can call me names all you want, but the minute you get quoted out of context by my people, then that gives me something to yell about and distract away from the fact that I'm a tax cheat, allegedly. Help.
Oh, boy. Okay. Help me.
That was great, though, wasn't it?
I mean, you could tell. Cuban-born Palestinian John Sununu.
When you insult them, you scare them again. They're not going to make investments here and create jobs with a president like that. I guarantee you that what we are seeing in the private sector is a hoarding of capital. They're waiting to see the result of the presidential election.
That's what it is.
President Obama's elected, that capital goes offshore. If Mitt Romney's elected, they buy equipment and they start hiring here.
Yeah, this is the same argument as yesterday, Jim. They're all, the job, they're all backed up. And as soon as Mitt's going to be like a big, like, job colon blow, they're just going to... They're all backed
job
up.
Oh, enema.
They're holding it in.
They're like a fleet enema.
Yeah, the opposite couldn't be true in Sununu's world.
It's an enema.
The opposite couldn't be
like
true.
That don't need enemas.
In Sununu's world, that the opposite could also be true if you're using the same logic, that they could be afraid that... the next guy in, Mitt Romney, could capsize everything. Like, this recovery will have been just a quick turnaround and we'll go back to the Bush era nonsense and that nothing is safe.
Yeah.
And
so you that sit bikini crap will just, you can just slip it around again.
Yeah.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
It might have been because of all the Bush years. Nobody had anything, any reserves at all. And they might be sitting on reserves because they don't trust the financial markets.
Eric Bowling on the Five.
Before his president, Senator Obama said in a few days we're going to fundamentally change America. He warned us in 2008. The man is a statist. The man, I get in a lot of trouble for calling him a socialist. Mm. His policies are socialist. Government runs the economy. Businesses are just lucky to be on board.
Where do they get this crap?
I think they fish around in their rectums for it. Because it's the exact opposite
Eric
of reality.
Eric Bowling is well known for fishing around in his rectum.
Yeah, it's where his head is, and if he has to scratch his ear, that's what it
is.
Things got out of control in the court on Wednesdays. Okay, Bill O'Reilly.
I pay my taxes, and I give millions of dollars to charity. I give back. Not enough for President Obama. Not enough. He wants me and other high-income folks to finance
breaks.
A massive redistribution of wealth in this country.
The redistribution
of wealth. You get tax breaks.
That's what it is.
Seriously, can
he doesn't pay 40%.
We are talking about, what is the difference we're talking about? 30 what percent as opposed
36
to
39.4.
Yeah. Oh, it's outrageous. I won't pay it.
People don't remember how well everybody was doing during the Clinton years. We're not talking, I mean, it is just when they talk about massive, literally, I said this yesterday, but it's like we're saying, let's go back to the 90% Eisenhower rates.
Right.
Like, nobody...
No. And by the way the Obama tax plan actually works, you can offset that entire rise through hiring or buying new equipment.
Uh-huh.
So that extra gets you more involved in the economy.
It's like these people don't have accountants.
Which is not true, by the way.
Charles Krauthammer on Britt Baer.
Once you do it, it never stops, and you concede the premise to the opposition that he's hiding something. You give him 3 years, you're going to want six. You give him six, you're going to want ten. I believe in the honor of John McCain. He looked at him. He said they were okay. That's enough for me. Two years is enough.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He said Sarah Palin. Yeah, he said I'd rather go with the airhead nobody knows than the guy who finished his governor term.
Yeah.
Here is the Batman stuff we were talking about that Rush Limbaugh is talking about.
The villain in The Dark Knight Rises is named Bane. B-A-N-E. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the venture capital firm that Romney ran and around which there's now this make-believe controversy?
Wait, Bane. I know.
Bane.
Oh,
the movie has been in the works for a long time. The release date's been known summer 2012 for a long time.
Yeah.
Do you think that it is accidental that the name of the really vicious, fire-breathing, four-eyed, whatever it is, villain in this movie is named Bane?
And the rain in Spain lies mainly in play.
Right?
Is that a coincidence?
Also, the villain in Spider-Man is a lizard, which is kind of nudish. So they were like hedging their bets.
Newt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So,
that is the most idiotic.
No, it isn't, because he said stuff that's way more idiotic. That's
Spider-Man shoots webs in Webb Hubble. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sure, saying the creators of the Batman franchise knew however many years ago that Mitt Romney would be the nominee.
They didn't pick that Bane would be a part of the trilogy.
You know, Bane was also a part of the older Batman series. Bane was a character in the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Right.
Well, so you're telling me, that's true.
They were also trying to undermine his governorship out here in California.
Foster Freeze?
Huh?
Coincidence?
Right?
Let's clear this up, though. Anybody who's been paying attention, you can't... All right. Yes, it's Bane this time around, but they already used Two-Face, and they can't reuse him to fight Romney again. He'd be the perfect one.
I see what you did there.
He made a flip-flop joke, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark in Atlanta. Hi, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Could you answer this question for me?
Yes.
How is Romney close to Obama in the polls when 99% of America is behind Obama?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That when they check the national polls, it's all this likely voter stuff, which is people that you have to vote in like four or six elections to be counted.
Neck.
But
it seems like when they poll
women, Obama way ahead.
Every carbon-based life form, Obama's way ahead. Women,
by
Hispanics,
8, 9, 12%. And then when you go, national, it's 47-47. It's curious.
Sure. Curious that.
Maybe
okay.
It's like that exit polling stuff during the Bush years.
Uh-huh.
Curious
about
that.
Suddenly, they're not reliable anymore.
18 minutes after the hour, back with more Hump Days with Hal on The Stephanie Miller Show.
This is all very strange.
I agree. Something's not right.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 23 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, why looky, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Billy's hanging around.
Billy in Texas.
Mm-hmm. In that Texas town.
Billy Gibbons.
With a phone call from the rain. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just let him go if you want to know how his talking points are strange.
We got a lot of nice girls.
How does he come up with his stuff?
Yeah.
How does he?
How, 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 how.
Hello, Billy.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Billy in Texas.
Listen, let me ask you something.
All right.
I've been noticing how everybody on this on Obama's gun running operation.
I'm sorry. Are you referring to Fast and Furious started under the Bush administration?
That's a lie.
No, it's not a lie, Billy.
It's a lie.
I know you are. What am I?
It was a completely different operation, started and stopped under the Bush administration. Y'all know that. But why
when the ATF was wanting to prosecute people for dumping guns, essentially going in and buying them under false pretenses in states that allow this, especially border states, and local state DAs would not allow them to act because they have to follow under that jurisdiction. So that's the Obama administration's plan. They planted right-wing DAs they could limit your rights.
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. I'll let you go. Let me go for a minute. Why is it that y'all quiver and shake and pee all over yourselves every time somebody mentions that it could be an operation that was designed to attack the Second Amendment?
Because that's insane, Billy.
Let me ask you, Billy, how dare you bring up my embarrassing leakage problem.
How about we actually just rebut it? Because it's a stupid concept.
But what if it were true?
Then it would be a terrible way to do it. That's actually a terrible plan.
If it were true, okay with you?
Billy, you're aware that Mitt Romney has enacted more gun control measures than President Obama has.
That's not the point.
He's enacted exactly zero gun control.
That is exactly the point, Billy.
Would that tactic be okay with you?
Absolutely not.
Of course not.
It would not be okay.
No, it would not. Of course not. That's ridiculous.
The ends justify the means.
No, it doesn't.
You people. All right. Wait a minute.
Y'all think alike, all
y'all,
you people. Y'all liberals. Y'all think alike.
Guess what? I don't have a problem with legal gun ownership. Right. I also don't have a problem if you live out in the middle of Arizona and you feel like you need a lot of guns. I do have a problem with easily modified AK-47s being available without any kind of a check on anybody.
Yep.
Because let's just say you're worried about our porous border, and you think that not only Mexicans, but terrorists can come across that border. If you have no check necessary, and no way of tracking where those guns are going, how do you keep America safe? And how do you protect cops from these nutcases?
All right. Speaking of smart guys from Texas, Rick Perry, Governor Oops. He had said, I don't know if you remember this, when the Supreme Court upheld Obamacare, he said, I will not be party to socializing health care and bankrupting my state in direct contradiction to our Constitution, our founding principles of limited government. About one-fourth of Texas residents are uninsured, the highest percentage of any state. We had somebody call in tears the other day that's from Texas. I mean, this is there's a story. The state saying no to Obamacare could see downside. You think? For Rick Perry, saying no to the federal health care law could also mean turning away up to 1.3 million Texans, nearly half the uninsured people who could be newly eligible for coverage in his state. This is all about spiting Obama. Governor Chris Christie would not only be saying no to President Obama, but as many as 245,000 uninsured New Jersey residents as well. States that reject the law's Medicaid expansion risk leaving behind many of their low-income uninsured residents in a coverage gap already being called the new donut hole. I mean,
if they die, they die.
The expansion in Obama's health care overall was originally expected to add roughly 15 million uninsured low-income people, mainly adults without children who currently are not eligible in most states. Washington would pick up the entire cost for the first 3 years, and then the federal share would drop to then 90%. So, I mean, nearly 11.5 million uninsured people below the federal poverty line would be left behind in a new coverage gap, according to recent estimates. I mean, they're literally cutting off their nose to spite President Obama.
No, they're not. This is why they actually think this is a good thing. This is why you see a lot of these Republican governors doing this. It's been a consistent thing for decades. It's where welfare reform and all that stuff and giving states the ability to squeeze the poor in their states is because, in their minds, this is a great way to drive all the unproductive citizens and poor people out of their states into states that are actually more progressive about these ideas,
so they
could drive them, all their poor people, to a blue state.
Hospitals in opt-out states would still get hit with cuts programmed in the law under the assumption that every state would take the Medicaid expansion, and fewer uninsured people would be needing charity care. You're still paying for that coverage expansion but not getting the benefit of it, according to the president of the Hospital Association. So you as a state are exporting your dollars to another state. If you have some adjoining state that accepts the Medicaid expansion, then you're basically sending your dollars to your neighbor.
Yeah.
I mean, and spiting your own residents just to make a stupid anti-Obama point.
But you also want to ultimately, long-term, over decades, move those people to other states. If California or New York State are more supportive of people who are of lower income, then you can
herd them. Right. When we come back, the other headline is Republicans attack Obama for giving states flexibility on welfare reform. This is all anti-Obama. Now they're anti-states' rights because Obama's for it.
Right.
29 minutes after the hour, right back with that. Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You know, they say you can get 4 glasses of wine out of 1 bottle. I only get like 1.5.
That's because you use a tumbler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour.
Canteen.
How many jokes about things that we made this morning that were hatched in an egg in John Hurt's stomach?
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, how weird is it? Sigourney Weaver's on the show tomorrow. Speaking of aliens.
Yeah, I think not.
Will she be in her underwear?
No. Oh, she will be promoting her USA Network miniseries, Political Animals.
Which I've heard is fabulous.
It's really good.
Sigourney Weaver. Right. She plays a Hillary Clinton-type character-esque.
Former first lady who is now Secretary of State who
that
had
is not based
a philandering
in any,
husband.
That is not based in any way on Hillary Clinton.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we're going to talk to her about that tomorrow.
Well, she's not blonde.
Wouldn't you have given anything to be in the limo with Hillary when she was getting pelted with tomatoes and they were yelling Monica?
Oh, my
God. She's probably like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is this 1990? I mean, seriously. Move on, people.
This is 1998.
Where are you from, Fox News?
God.
Carol in Lansing, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome, Carol.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, 4 years ago, when Romney ran, he was up here and GM was breaking down their factories up here because they built a brand new, bigger one, and he was making a big old comment that, oh, this is horrible that GM is tearing down these factories and everything because they stood for such a long time. But then look what he's doing now. He's shutting down all these plants and everything. Mm-hmm. And then, including that one, in Indiana or Illinois, that he's just now shutting down Bain Capital's doing them, I think. I mean, such a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Of course. Well, there's, again, it's all about maximizing profit for private investors in this case, and they don't really care about what happens to the company. The easier way to make money in this circumstance is to buy a relatively sound company with a marginal tax, you know, or a marginal stock price.
Pile it up with debt.
Just jack it up with debt. Gut the pensions. Pay yourself a fee.
Yeah, make sure you always get paid. Yeah.
For gutting the pensions, and then file bankruptcy and let it, and then sell the parts.
Yeah, this is
to your buddies, by the way, who have wanted those parts for a long time.
This seems early for this kind of desperation, Chris. But we were talking about well-known Cuban Palestinian John Sununu questioning that he wishes the president would learn to be American. Oh,
that's
do
right.
we have that? Let's play that again.
Mm-hmm.
John Sununu, Romney surrogate, yesterday talk on a conference call.
He has no idea how the American system functions, and we shouldn't be surprised about that. Because he spent his early years in Hawaii smoking something, spent the next set of years.
Just stop right there, first of all, because Alan West, Representative Alan West, Republican Florida, attacked the president earlier this summer for doing blow and smoking dope.
Yeah,
really? This is what we're talking about. The president's admitted, you know, his drug use.
He was open about it. Yep.
Yeah.
When he was how old? Like
We were not allowed to mention George W. Bush's cocaine use.
Right. But P.S. Which he did when he was much older, by the way.
Exactly.
And choice, and not certainly dealing with the
emotional
issue.
But I mean, that's what they have. Something that was in the president's own book. It's like, oh, okay, because
he's been hiding from that. It's a big secret. That's why, here's the thing, though. Let's be honest. Romney doesn't know what's in his book, so he might, he might be surprised to find out that that Obama knows what's in his.
Yeah.
And isn't
Wanda,
shocked.
He hasn't written his book.
Yeah.
Right. Wanda in Missouri. Hey, Wanda, welcome.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Wanda. Hi.
First time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I was watching television last night, and they were showing a company in Illinois that is going out of business, and they've been there for years. One of the workers has been there for over 40 years, and she that she would have to go back to school to learn a new trade. And they're sending their jobs over to China, and Bain is the one that bought them out.
Yep.
I didn't know if you knew it or not.
Yeah, yes. Well, it's just one more example, Wanda. I mean,
and,
that's, you know.
Right, and word on the street is that one of the last acts of it, much like that thing where the workers had to build a stage where they were
right.
told they were fired,
yes.
and another Bain investment, that these guys are actually being forced to train their Chinese, the guys who are going to take their jobs, essentially.
Nice. All right, this was the headline I was talking about. It's just, it doesn't matter what subject it is or what issue, if Obama's for it, they're just going to be against it. So, you know, they've been saying states' rights, right? The headline is Republicans attack Obama for giving states flexibility on welfare reform. Republicans are pouncing on the Obama administration's directive to grant states more flexibility in implementing welfare reform.
No,
accusing
the
president
from the top
of
no,
gutting a central
rights.
Pillar of the 1990s.
We've always thought that.
Of the 1996 law that ended welfare as an entitlement. The point is, this has hit the poor especially hard in the wake of the Great Recession. So last Thursday, the Department of Health and Human Services announced it would grant states waivers from work requirements under the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program in order to let them, quote, test alternative and innovative strategies, policies, procedures that are designed to improve employment outcomes for needy families. Top Republicans, and of course Romney, reflected that anger, accusing Obama of wanting to make people dependent on government handouts. It's just free stuff.
Right. Speech. Yeah, exactly. And which, by the way, if you read Matt Taibbi's, I posted
Rolling
it on
Stone.
My Twitter, but his Rolling Stone article on his genius.
Yeah. The outrage continued Sunday as Republican governors who've been vocal guardians of states' rights under Obama expressed anger with the president for granting them more power over welfare reform in their own states.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
You gave us exactly what we wanted. Stop it. How dare you?
Right. Well, no, again, welfare reform and much of these, like limitation of social safety net programs is a way for the GOP to herd poor people and people they don't consider worthwhile, largely minority communities that they've disenfranchised over the years as well, into other states.
Right. One economist wrote, sounds to me like the conservative critics have a problem with leaving things to the states and want a one-size-fits-all imposed by the Washington bureaucrats who think they know better than anyone else.
Which
seriously,
is the exact
this
opposite.
Is an issue about perhaps giving the states a bit more leeway. Republicans are obviously worried that the voters in some states might be too generous to poor people. Life is tough.
Right.
It's just, okay. Let's go to Patrick in Utah. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Pat.
Hey, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I just started watching your show. Good show.
Thank you.
But I do have two things for you.
All right.
Mr. Romney is always saying how, you know, touting his job, his private sector experience and how he can create jobs. Well, the patriotic American, if this is true, he would be creating jobs instead of giving all this lip service and all this empty rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's just the same rhetoric we've been hearing about the, you know, the job creators. I mean, they have had these tax cuts
the Bush
for
tax cuts
8 years.
Have been, yeah.
Why aren't they creating taxes or
exactly.
jobs now?
Because
there's
a black guy in the White
House.
Yeah,
but
right.
before that, that's what I'm saying. You go, but how about
all
when
during
George,
the Bush years.
When you had George Bush as president?
Right.
Spectacular businessman.
Mm-hmm.
All these low tax rates.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Huh.
What? Why were we losing 700,000 jobs a month, I wonder?
750,
right.
I think it was.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. Sorry. Andrew in Pittsburgh, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So my question is, you know, regardless of how you feel about Obama's health care reform, one of the things it didn't address is competition across state lines. And right now, one of the GOP proposals is to open up state borders so insurance companies can compete, thereby naturally driving down the price of insurance premiums.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people feel there's problems with that as well, you know.
Well, the lowest common denominator. The issue is that when you're, you know, if you basically you take the idea that everybody's required to have health insurance, and then you have a really low end insurance someplace that satisfies the marker but doesn't actually ever pay out. The problem is if one state allows them to kind of set up these impermanent insurance bonds and then split the minute anybody more
right.
than 10 of their people need to pull out money at the same time. The exchanges are the way that the health care bill has satisfied that. And companies can compete, but they have to be available either in multiple states or be a nonprofit. And so the nonprofits would be Vermont or Washington State or any of these others. So you'd arguably get single payer competing with these corporations. And I think most of us in that circumstance would take a company that doesn't have big CEO overhead and that has the stability of a local government as much as any business.
Well, and once again, you have the, you know, again... Just because I just think they hate Obama. They don't want to implement. They're dragging their feet on implementing these exchanges. And then so then there's going to hit a date certain and the federal government is going to have to come in and run it. And then they're going to scream socialism. Mm-hmm. And then Obama wants to run everything. And it's like if you would stop dragging your heels and hoping that that he's a one term president, as you know, Mitch McConnell said, then, you know, then they'd be ready. And it, anyway,
well, the ironic part is that they, you know, one of the reasons why they held off on the transportation bill was that they, you know, they didn't want to do it because it would give Obama a win.
Right.
But the closer they do it to the election, the jobs that that actually provides will probably show up around October. It will continue funding for stuff that's going on right now, but there are other shovel-ready projects that, you know, need about 8 weeks to start the ball rolling on and then hiring on it. That leads you right up to before the election a boost in unemployment or a boost in employment statistics.
Yep. All right. 44 minutes after the hour, celebrity stack. As we continue, as we conclude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Final segment of Hump Days with Health Marks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really weird, but it's also the coolest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour. Actress Sigourney Weaver joins us tomorrow. Yay!
Very excited.
This hour brought to you by GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting, the best way to host an online meeting. My listeners can try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Type in the promo code Stephanie. Hal Sparks, don't forget, at Helium in Portland, Oregon this weekend, Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday night. Yes, join us with my dear friend Chris Bono, who will be opening for me, and we'll be back. It's our second time at this club. It's relatively new. It's a great place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He's fabulous.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and if you're here in L.A., you can see Hal Sparks, John Fugel saying, I'm sexy liberal at the Pantages. Tickets
week
almost gone. Yeah, July 28th. Hey, Ken in Pennsylvania.
Yes, Stephanie, it's fact check time.
Okay.
First of all, Romney's company has a 70% success rate for turning companies that are almost bankrupt into sustained profitability.
After destroying thousands of lives.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at Obama's success rate.
Okay.
Take a look at the $29 billion of taxpayer money he flushed down the toilet on Green Job Nowhere.
So, by the way,
Ken, what about all the money that Romney invested in green energy in Massachusetts, and some of those companies went belly up as well?
So let's talk about the tax rate.
No, let's talk about Stephanie's question.
All right.
Yeah.
God.
See? Mm-hmm. All right. Hit him with the
shut up. You shut up.
It seemed that he didn't want to talk about facts, as he stated in the beginning of the call. Oh, well.
Let's talk about facts that I want to talk about.
Bless his heart.
All right. Buses transporting Olympic athletes from the London airport to the Olympic Village get lost for 4 hours. Oh, I hate when that happens. A 45-minute trip turned into a four-hour one as bus drivers got lost.
Oh, God. Really?
That reminds me of the Seattle town hall that every progressive radio host in America, we were in the same car and the guy got lost for hours.
Yep.
Yeah, and everybody was just true to character. Randy Rhodes is like, it's 51 after. You can't be late to the show. We are the show. All right.
And you were just drinking.
Yeah, I was drinking and making fart jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Hartman was, you know, triangulating something with Stephen Hawking, some sort of GPS.
While writing a book.
Some sort of, writing a book.
Yeah,
he finished like two or three on the way there. Mike Malloy losing his in the back seat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if this would be news, Jim, but Arnold Schwarzenegger is back on the hunt. Was he ever not? This is a story that Arnold Schwarzenegger was groping someone? Really?
Convicted the groping and the fandling and all of this.
He was
take
a 25-year-old
at a
party over the weekend, I guess. I guess that's
he's groping a who?
I don't know, some chick.
All right.
Some
blonde.
It's not news.
Some young blonde.
It's not news.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's allowed, isn't he? Is he? He's
no, you're not actually allowed to grope somebody unless they have permission.
Oh.
If you, in which case, He's making out with someone. He was fondling someone in public that he was that there was mutual
just hitting on. I don't know.
That's legal. Okay. That's fine. Just,
yeah. Okay.
All right.
That's up to the two consenting adults. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Mm. Drive-by gropings? A little creepy.
The Gawker,
don't do that.
The Gawker headline is Katie Holmes' car struck by garbage truck, but at least she's not married to Tom Cruise.
Well, technically, she kind of still is, but...
So Gawker throwing out the conspiracy sausages. Katie and Suri were cruising in their Benz when a turning garbage truck sideswiped them. No one was hurt. You could say even the tap was just enough to scare them, to rattle them up a bit and make them really think their life choices and their chosen fates. Stranger still, this is the second time Katie and Suri have been hit in 4 days.
Oh.
Last Friday, a paparazzi car ran into them as they were leaving FAS Schwartz. In both instances, witnesses reported seeing the driver of the vehicles yelling, Zeno, 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 before ramming...
I don't think
Gawker knows that for sure.
I have no problem believing that that Scientology has some sort of mind control device can control paparazzi. I do have some question though of our sanitation workers, our fine sanitation workers. I trust that they are autonomous and able to control their own nerve and
gluten free.
Yeah. Beaten-free right, garbage men. Yeah.
Speaking of breakups, Russell Brand, gee, he seems like he would be so classy. He says his ex-wife, Katy Perry, was a pain in the ass. He shocked a live audience during the filming of his American show by saying the singer gave him ass ache.
Ass ache?
Well, no, he just said arse ache.
Arse ache.
Yes, in that jaunty British way of his.
Look at me, I'm funny because I'm British.
I'm on her side right away because A, I'm a California girl, and B, I love her music. And well, he seems like a douche.
He just seems like he's being pushed upon us by Britain. And I'm just resisting.
Yes, there's an insistence that he must be famous.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not the British Benny Hill. I'm not a fan.
I wouldn't put him in the same group as Benny Hill.
No.
But I think that's
not... I'm just saying British humor, I sometimes... I
certainly not in the same...
No, British humor, awesome. Monty Python, Rowan Atkinson.
Okay. Russell Brand, not so much.
Basically, he's a knockoff Eddie Izzard without the charm in his stand-up. And most of his stand-up is him telling Hollywood stories.
Yeah.
I saw an hour of his stand-up, and the entire thing was about... forgetting that movie. Anyways,
Sarah Marshall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That was just basically stories from that. Like it was a DVD extra.
Abfab is British.
Oh, Abfab was funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Chicks. Okay.
British chicks. Jennifer Saunders, very funny.
Genius.
British guys.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais, very funny. Yeah.
David Hasselhoff turned 60.
Very funny.
Yes.
Is turning 60.
Mm.
He tweeted, "Thanks for all the birthday wishes. May the Hoff be with you."
Jesus.
Party time, 60 rocks. He will be celebrating as he normally does on the kitchen floor with a hamburger.
Mm-hmm. With a candle sticking out of the tower. Happy birthday to me.
Todd, you're gross.
I'm glad we're covering all this. This is important.
Exactly. It's important stuff. Larry King, my buddy, my pal, is getting a new online talk show.
On Hulu.
Hulu.
Alex Habibar, hello.
Hello.
Anonymous troll, hello. Comment section, hello. Weird racist diatribes that once you get past 600 comments on any page, hello.
Guy who says first, hello.
Yeah, right.
Andrea Obama lunacy, hello.
Anonymous idiot trying to pass himself off as something you should actually listen to, hello.
I miss my Larry.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Speaking of British douches, I'm not a big fan of
Little Britain. Funny.
Oh, yes, very funny.
Yes, Little Britain.
But the replacement, Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan, Tory twit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right?
Who was involved
Piers
in the the wiretapping scandal? Dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
Did.
Yeah.
By pretending he wasn't.
This is kind of a sad story. Demi Moore's daughters are considering a restraining order against their mother.
Yeah.
That's hot. That's totally hot. I'm for that.
I'm worried about her. You know,
Maybe she could get niblets in her hoo-ha. That could be the problem.
Epperson Striptease, that's where things went wrong.
No chance that I am going to roll around naked in creamed corn with a bunch of drunken yahoos trying to stick niblets up my hoo-ha.
I think that's the problem.
That's the best line ever.
Pretty genius.
In the history of ever. Yes. In the history of anything.
How do you do that line without laughing? That's acting.
Legal expert tells Radar that we'll have to prove more than just annoying phone calls. You can't get a restraining order against your mom when she's trying to call you. If that were the case, many people would all be in court.
they'd have a machine at the courthouse for them. There's people go, dook, 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 like a parking meter. You just have to go, can I get a restraining order for my mom from Thursday to Sunday? Because I don't want to hear it. Put, 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 put. And you get a little receipt and leave it on your dash. Yeah. And then your mom's not allowed to harass you during those hours. It's great.
All right. A perfect story about love. But it's a perfect allegory, really.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm basing it on my disastrous love life. Engagement video gets interrupted by dog poo fight.
Oh,
see,
dog poo fight?
It all goes to eventually. Oh. A couple filming their... This is kind of a love story. A couple filming their engagement video got more drama than they asked for as the man began to capture his fiancé's announcement of the couple's engagement. A fight over dog poo broke out in the background. The YouTube video shows a man jogging past another man walking his dog. The two men start sparring over who would pick up the poo. As the newly engaged woman moves behind the camera, the man walking his dog refuses to clean up the waste. Instead, he gets a nasty surprise from the other guy, a smear of hot, stinky feces to the face.
Oh, oh.
Oh, my God. Yikes. Well, that's a moment you just want to keep forever in your engagement video.
Memories.
Yeah.
All right, that's worse than the passive-aggressive notes people leave on the poo on the hiking trail near my house. I give it up for that. No one, at least no one's ever smeared poo in my face. All right.
Yes.
HealthSparks.com is the HealthSparks website.
You may meet a girl who...
Thank you for that segue to my Twitter, at HealthSparks, brought to you by smears of face poo.
The opposite of poo.
Poo in the face.
HealthSparks.com.
Speaking of poo in the face, please follow Hal on Twitter.
He will be at Helium in Portland this weekend, and then with us at Sexy Liberal next Saturday at the Pantages here in
LA. And then Columbus. Here next Wednesday.
Thank
and then
you,
Columbus
Hal.
In a couple weeks, so get your tickets. Yeah. That's coming right up, the 18th.
Yeah, I love you, HealthSparks. See you tomorrow on Stephanie Miller Show.